From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. The song, released in 1994, has become a sort of Christmas standard, consistently topping the Billboard holiday charts. Despite the sleighload of holiday albums released each winter, there has not been an original holiday single with the staying power of Mariah Carey's hit for 19 years. So has our culture stopped welcoming new holiday songs? Has our Christmas carol quota been met? Chris Klimek is here to weigh in. His article for Slate, All I Want for Christmas is a New Christmas Song, pretty much says it all. Chris, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Why has Mariah Carey's song stood the test of time while others fail to catch on?
You know, I think it has kind of a timeless quality, or at least, you know, it sounds like it falls somewhere within, like, the last half century of pop music, but it's got a little bit of that you know, Phil Spector kind of sound from the early 60s, but a lot of what was happening in R&B in the early 90s, too. So it's not too closely pegged to any one era. And it's just a great love song. It's very immediate. You know, you kind of get it the first time that you hear it. And it's had a few sort of high-profile renewals throughout its life. About 10 years ago, Richard Curtis used it in his movie Love Actually in a memorable sequence. And then, of course, last year, Mariah Carey sang the song in a live video for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon with The Roots and with these four adorable children who were singing the chorus. And that, you know, that was a very popular viral video. So it's had a few little blips like that where it's been able to introduce itself to a new audience.
Love Actually, by the way, voted by NPR listeners as a favorite Christmas movie. Well, I did, Chris, look at Billboard's holiday chart and found that Mariah's song was number one last week, but not this week. Pentatonix's Little Drummer Boy now holds the top spot. So has the torch been passed to yet another reworking of an old favorite?
I don't think it's been passed because, of course, Little Drummer Boy is a standard, right? And, you know, my piece was really about the dearth of original new songs, you know, entering the canon. And that one particularly, I have to say, Little Drummer, there are so many Christmas standards that I love. I've yet to hear a version of that one that works for me. Even Mary J. Blige on her new Christmas record can't quite save that one. Just my opinion.
All right, so let's just hear a little bit of the number one, Pentatonix. You can plug your ears for this bit if you want to, Chris.
They told me, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba, a newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba.
Okay, we're back. Now, you mentioned Mary J. Blige. Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y Christmas is the name of her 2013 release. Any other 2013 releases that stick out for you for better or for worse?
Well, two that I really like are Kelly Clarkson's Wrapped in Red and Leona Lewis's Christmas with Love. I mean, those are both pretty clearly trying to sort of replicate the kind of success that the Mariah Carey Christmas album had. You know, where they very self-consciously evoke that kind of Phil Spector-y sound from A Christmas Gift for You, or Christmas Gift to You. Not sure what the syntax is there, but it's Phil Spector's Christmas album with Darlene Love and, you know, the Crystals and all those groups on it from 1963. And there, you know, there's some clear attempt made to kind of evoke the sound of that record. But the thing that I really love about the Clarkson and Leona Lewis records is they do contain some original songs. And a lot of them are worthy. There's a new one on the Kelly Clarkson album called Under the Tree that I like a lot. The title track, that one, Wrapped in Red, is also an original. And the same with Leona Lewis. There's a song on there called One More Sleep that I really like. So I really appreciate that they're trying to contribute something new to that, what often seems like a very, you know, very short list of perennial Christmas songs.
Let's listen to Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree. This is from the new Christmas album, Wrapped in Red.
Christmas Day, presents, what a beautiful sight.
You got it right. Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Tree. Yep, we hear the wall of sound right there. It's something
else.
Yeah,
it feels like, I mean, I wasn't around then. You probably weren't either, but now we can visit the early 60s.
Yeah, our beehives were growing even as it was happening. The pattern is for the big acts to put together a bunch of standards and then trot out a new one, right? What about these original Christmas songs? Some of the biggest acts attempt them but always seem to flop. Any notable flops in your mind?
I think Lady Gaga's Christmas Tree from 2008 is pretty terrible. Apologies, Lady Gaga fans. Coldplay, they had a song called Christmas Lights in, I want to say, 2010. Also pretty bad, but I credit them for, you know, actually writing an original Christmas song and making the attempt to contribute something new when it would have been much easier for them to do, say, you know, Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon, you know, or something like that. So swings and misses, but I appreciate the swings.
Let's hear within one of those original Christmas songs, this by Coldplay called Christmas Lights.
Those Christmas lights light up the street down.
Country artists seem to be big on the original Christmas Carol bandwagon. Any come to mind for you of country records?
Oh, yeah. Well, so much. I mean, increasingly, my listening at holiday time turns to these country Christmas records that just got turned out during the 50s and 60s. Just this year, I've discovered Christmas with Buck Owens and his Buckaroos,
mm-hmm.
which I love. George Jones died earlier this year, so I've been listening to a lot of his Christmas recordings, both by himself and with Tammy Wynette. There's a great one called I Want a New Baby for Christmas. You know, and a lot of these are really, you know, forlorn love songs that just sort of have a little, you know, Christmas, you know, kind of ambiance grafted onto them. But I kind of love that. You know, I kind of like that there's this this participation in the tradition, even when they're not exactly killing themselves to come up with a new melody or a new lyric or a new subject outside of the regular writing.
I want a new baby for Christmas, so don't you bring me one that's untrue. She'll kiss me on a hayride and take me for a sleigh ride and turn my white Christmas to blue.
You're talking about records from a couple of decades ago that had great success with Christmas songs. Why do you think that changed?
It seems to me that it's still more common now for the biggest country stars to release Christmas albums than it is for the biggest stars in other genres. You know, I don't want to get into stereotyping the audience for country music, but it does seem like it's a form that's a little more interested in preserving tradition, you know, where of other forms of pop music, all of the emphasis is on distinguishing yourself from the prior generation. So I don't know. So maybe they're a little more susceptible to nostalgia and all the things that are kind of in the air at Christmas time. But that's just my spitball in there.
You point to the iTunes YouTube culture as being part of the reason, anyway, for the lack of original Christmas songs. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just a theory that I've kind of floated out there. But you know, for example, if Justin Bieber had released his album Mistletoe in, let's say, 1971 instead of 2011, if you wanted to hear Justin Bieber do Silent Night, you know, you'd buy the album to get that track, and he still gets a songwriting credit and royalty for the original songs on that album. And now that we're, you know, more and more just cherry picking the tracks that we want, there may be less incentive for songwriters to expend that energy trying to come up with some, you know, with a new original Christmas song, especially when they look at the last 19 years and see that most of them disappear quickly. So that's just one, you know, one theory that I've concocted that may explain it.
You can read Chris Klimek's article, All I Want for Christmas is a New Christmas Song, and hear some of those that he talked about. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And we're going to leave you with the Justin Bieber 2011 cover of the Mariah Carey classic that kind of started this whole conversation. As we ask you, do you have any favorite new Christmas songs? Something that didn't originate with Perry Como, in other words. Or are there any that just make your skin crawl and bring out all of your inner naughty in this season of nice? You can let us know. An impassioned conversation is already in progress on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio, or on Twitter @WordofMouth. New Hampshire Public Radio knows that all you want for Christmas is uninterrupted programming, which is why our short December fund drive lasts only a few days and wraps up tomorrow, well before Christmas. But before we can give you the gift of pledge-free public radio, we do need your help. Here's someone to explain how you can give to NHPR.